Hi, good morning. My name is Pastor Ron Wint, and you're listening to the Morning Devotion Program. And this is Lumba Radio, 90.7 FM Kasempa. And the title of my devotion this morning is Happiness Doesn't Just Happen. And it will be taken from Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And it says this in the Bible: How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. If you or I walk down the road and ask 10 people a question, "Do you want to be happy?" what do you think they would answer? I think it would go something like this: Of course I want to be happy. Sure, I want to be happy. It's good to be happy. Life is better when one is happy. The truth is that you and I, and probably everyone we know, desires to be happy. The first psalm in the Bible has something very important to say to us if we want the best type of happiness in our lives. You see, there are two types of happiness available. The first one is what I call godly happiness, and this is only available to Christians through a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's feeling joyful, content, secure, and satisfied. And it doesn't depend on having things or circumstances. On the other hand, there's worldly happiness. This does depend on what we have and our circumstances that we're facing. Worldly happiness needs to be fed things like money and riches, nice home, luxury vehicle, nice clothing. And yes, these things have they have the ability to bring a certain level of happiness, but it's a low quality of happiness that can be here today and gone tomorrow. There are some other problems with this kind of happiness. Here's an illustration to make my point. If a child receives a new toy and he's very happy and he's playing with it along with all his friends, and he can't wait to wake up in the morning to once again enjoy his new toy, but after a while something happens, he gets tired of that toy or bored with it, or it breaks or it gets worn, or one of his friends gets a better one, and for some reason or another the toy has lost its attraction. It's like that with riches. That's why rich people often want more and more and more things to try to sustain their happiness. This happiness or blessedness mentioned here in Psalm 1 is not this type of low quality happiness. It's speaking about a condition of the heart that is not based on a bank account or status or possessions. This blessedness or happiness comes from having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's through this relationship that a person can feel really happy and satisfied. It's happiness that comes from the inside out and not from the outside in. But there are things that can be a roadblock to feeling blessed or feeling happy. There are relationships that can rob us or remove from us the happiness that we desire. When we turn to people who don't know God or don't care to follow Him, instead of following our loving Heavenly Father, it can bring pain and problems into our lives. Here in this psalm, God is advising us, if we really want to feel happy, that we should get our advice and direction from Him. We should not put ourselves in any of the following positions. And it gives three positions in this in chapter 1. Walking in the advice of the wicked, number 1. Standing in the path of sinners, number 2, and sitting in the seat of mockers, number 3. And what does this mean? We should not walk or live our lives according to what people say that are not following God. We should not stand or be in the same position as sinners, following their desires and plans. And we should not sit or become comfortable or settled with people that don't take God seriously. The Bible has an example of a believer who tried to make himself comfortable with people who are not following God. And the example is Lot, and it comes from the Old Testament. And I'm quoting from a Bible teacher named David Guzik. And he says that there has been a steady progression of compromise in Lot's life. He went from looking towards Sodom in Genesis 13:10 to pitching his tent towards Sodom, Genesis 13:12, then living in Sodom, Genesis 14:12, and even losing everything. Now Lot sits in the gate of Sodom, indicating that he's a civic leader. Lot himself was a righteous man who was grieved by the sin he saw around him, 2 Peter 2:7 and 8. But because of his compromise, few of his family and none of his friends were saved. End quote. If we want to feel blessed or happy, the advice we should be following should always be advice that agrees with the Bible and is never against it. If we want to truly be happy, we should not be chasing after worldly advice or worldly people. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there is no one that loves us and cares about us more than God. If we need any advice, any guidance or direction in our lives, there's no better person or place than God and the Bible to find it. Verse 2. We should take our pleasure in reading the Word of God and meditating on it. To meditate on the Word means to think about it over and over and over again in our minds. This allows us to have it sink into our hearts and to nourish and feed and strengthen our hearts, and in the end to leave us feeling godly happiness. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much for your Word, and Lord, we truly want to be happy. So teach us this day and help us this day, Lord, to seek you, to seek your advice, Lord, to seek what your Word has to say and not what the world has to say. And Lord, help us, Lord, to get our happiness from you, the good quality happiness that lasts. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.